Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Time for Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement. We talk about design. We talk about just about anything around the house where we can grab some information to help you get through your day and help you get that, well, honey-do list under control. We're all doing all these different kind of projects out there. Here in Portland today, it's a nice, beautiful sunny day, a nice day to get outside and do some stuff outside or tackle those projects inside. And you know something? I'm fighting a cold today, like almost everyone else has listened to this show and almost everybody else in the studio as well. I want to get your calls, though, because we're going to make it through this. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. If you want to send an email and you're a little bit shy, that's okay. ATH@KXL.com is a great way to send an email. And I need your help because I'm always trying to add more people to our Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G. And if you want to search it quickly, you can just go at ATHKXL. It'll come up right there. And you can see what I've done all this last week when I was out of town, because I was back at the International Builders Show and the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. And it was a crazy fun time. Learned a lot. Met a lot of great people. Had a good old time. And also, if you missed last week's show or the show before that, or like today, if you're listening on our one of our stations, 610 KONA, I believe they're going out to a Cougars basketball game today at 12:30. So if you want to hear the rest of the show in a podcast later on, you can catch that at aroundthehouseonline.com. And thanks to my friends out in KONA country, because like I said last week, that's where I grew up, so I know that area well. So 877-733-1011. I'm here to help you with all those questions. Well, this last week I went back to the International Builders Show in Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and to put it into perspective, it's about 2.7 million square feet. I was talking to some people there, and for the displays in there, there are about 10 million tons of freight that go into this place. And one of the buildings in there is about a mile long, so it is amazing. And there is just about everything you can see out there in home improvement stuff, which I really like. One of the fun things was what is happening with technology out there. And I really like what's happening with technology because there are some things that are happening that you didn't see before. Like I would walk by a roofing place, you know, that had bunches of metal roofing that looks like different slates and things like that. But they're starting to get good, you know, what I'd call really smart technology. They'd put up a display of regular three-tab roofing, and they'd have this metal roofing up there. But the material they were putting on the surface of it was keeping it cool, so it would be 30, 40, 50 degrees cooler, which was something that was really cool. Literally, really cool. But if you can keep those surfaces really nice and cool, that translates into energy savings. And energy savings equals money these days. And so it's one of those things that's really fun. And that was one of the trends in the building materials side of things. But colors-wise, it was interesting as well. We had everybody there from Sherwin-Williams to just about every paint company in there. And you had lots of countertop companies as well. And, you know, the design trends over the last, 4 or 5 years have been gray colors. And gray colors were huge. Well, now you're starting to see things turn around and get into the bold colors. You're seeing more primary colors. And if you go over to your favorite paint company, and a lot of people have their favorite paint company, you look at their color of the year. They're brighter, more almost spring colors. They're fresh. They're bright. Some of them are even more primary colors. And you're seeing that kind of pushback because it seems like every 3 or 4 years, there's a big swing in the pendulum of colors and what's in and what's out. You know, for a number of years, it was the hot metal out there was oil rub bronze. And, you know, oil rub bronze is a very big color that you would see in metals. You would see everything from handles to faucets to even a few companies that came out that tried to do refrigerators like Jan Air and oil rub bronze that didn't work out so well. But the cool part with that is that we're now seeing new colors come back, and new colors tend to be old colors at times. So there are now different versions of brass that are coming back out into the world. You're seeing these brushed brass. You're seeing these almost tarnished brass that looks like it's not been polished and it's been out there. So you're seeing a lot of different things out there that are now coming back around. When I first started designing in the 90s, brass was a big thing. And now, well, it's coming back around again. And you can start to see those trends if you walk into your Targets and your Fred Meyers and things like that. You start to see those colors coming back in their housewares area. And that's really where you can start to see these trends. And with the internet, these things are happening a lot quicker. Well, I want to get your calls 877-733-1011. 877-733-1011. We're going to be talking a lot about the new stuff that I saw this week. And one of the things that I thought was kind of fun, I was actually over with Mark Clement from Mike Fix It Up Life. He's a big big guy that's out there on Instagram and social media, Facebook, all those things. He's been on the show before as a guest, and him and I were doing these builder seminars, and we were having a pretty good time with it. We ended up teaching builders, contractors, remodelers over in the IHB or NAHB area, which is the National Association of Home Builders. We were giving these builder clinics, and it was pretty cool. Basically, I was teaching remodelers and builders how to better work with designers and their clients and make smart choices and not paint themselves into the corner when doing more advanced things. We were doing what they call advanced framing, and I mean, there's new materials out there from OSB chipboard that's got a foil face on it for reflecting heat back into the house. So when they sheet the house up, there's a little foil on there to help reflect energy, to using products like Rockwool and things like that, which are these fireproof insulations that are also great for sound. And so there's new insulation you can actually put in a home that's fireproof. I mean, you can sit there with a torch on this stuff. It doesn't move. What's cool with Rockwool is you could actually put that in there. And I love using this stuff around bathrooms, for instance, because it's moisture doesn't hurt it, fire doesn't hurt it. When I put it in a bedroom wall, one, it keeps the sound from going into that bathroom and the sound from coming out. So if you've got kids in there listening to music, getting ready, or the shower, and your headboard's up against that shower wall, you can hear the water running. Well, if you do this correctly, you can eliminate those sounds pretty well, and it's really cool that'll work. And you can do it about media rooms and things like that. You can literally make a very dead sounding soundproof room with this stuff, and it is absolutely amazing. And I was talking to a guy at Rockwool about it, and what's cool about it is that when you put it in a ceiling of a basement or something like that, if you have a fire down there, you've basically created a fairly impenetrable area that the fire won't go through, because nothing will burn up against it like that. So you really contain that fire, can really help with that. So I'm going to try to get to do a segment with that a little bit later on Morgan de Oregon, to do something with that, because I think just changing some building materials and the stuff that we can do out there, we can save some lives. And I like that, especially when it's not a big expense and it ends up being a better building material to work with. When we come back, I'm going to tell you some great stories from my trip back to Orlando, Florida, just as soon as Around the House returns. Around the House with Eric G. We're taking all your calls on home improvement today, because that's what we talk about here for 2 hours from noon to two each Saturday. And you know, this segment is brought to you by Western Construction. Western Construction Systems is hiring full-time crew members, offering competitive benefits. To apply, westernconstructionsystems.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. Well, I was talking about my trip out to Orlando, Florida, and I was out at the KBiz International Builders Show, and I want to get your calls and see what you have, any questions you've got on that as well. I don't care if you're fixing a toilet. If you got questions, what some of the new trends are, those numbers are 877-733-1011. That's 877 733-1011. And jump over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. And you can find out, because I'm posting pictures, I'm posting up links to a lot of these products that I'm talking about today. Now, one of the things that was really fun that I had a great time with, because I was doing these builder seminars, we actually had to build our own stage and the walls, and then I went over and helped out this construction fastening company called Spax, S-P-A-X. And they're very German-engineered screws and fasteners and things like that. I tell you what, I spent probably 3 days building, 10 hours a day, and we didn't break a single screw head off. And, you know, when you're hurrying and you're driving stuff into big 5-inch spikes holding big things in together, I tell you what, this was bulletproof stuff. I can't tell you how many times when I'm doing a project, I'm splitting heads off, everything's going a little bit crazier, and I was surprised. These screws are so tough that if you're sitting there using your regular construction screws going through with these guys, and you're pre-drilling to the concrete, you can actually use these screws to drive through a 2x4 and into concrete, and they'll hold. So this is serious, serious tough stuff. And so we put them through their paces, and man, they're not paying me to say this. It was just one of those things that was absolutely fun to work with. They've got little heads on the back, little cutters in the back of the head of the screw on some of their construction screws, where they actually will help countersink it and keep going with that. So pretty impressive way to go. Well, rule number one, when a call comes in, we grab it. Let's run out to Judy. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi there. I have a hot tub that I want to have removed. I do not want to replace it,
yep.
And I don't know how to get it out of my patio.
All right. Well, the first thing, have you tried this yet? Sometimes, and this can be a little sketchy, so be careful with this, you can put it up on the free sites up there on the Craigslist and the giveaway type sites and put them up as free and have somebody take it away for you, because there might be somebody out there that's feeling a little handy that wouldn't, you know, of course, would like to take that hot tub off your hands and make it their own.
Okay. If I didn't want to do that, are there people that dismantle them and
yes.
Take them away?
Most of your junk hauling companies, call them up. You'll see them, you know, they're, you can just look them up on Google. There's a ton of different companies. I don't work with any of them, but a lot of them tell them, hey, I need to have this, you know, demolished and hauled away. They'll come out there usually with a Sawzall and disconnect stuff. You might, though, depending on how it's wired, if it's hardwired in, you might have to have an electrician come out and disconnect that. I'm not sure if these demolition companies will do that for you or not, because traditionally, since a lot of those are hardwired in, it's depending if you've got a plug or if you're hardwired in. If you're plug, it's easy. Might be a quick call to an electrician for them to come out and disconnect it, but then you can haul it away like trash and then cut it up and take it off to the landfill for you.
Okay, I appreciate the information. Thanks.
All right. Anytime, Judy. Thanks for listening to Around the House. You know, those are things. It can be, I like reusing stuff. I like reusing stuff a lot. The problem, though, is that sometimes the people that you invite into your home from these, you know, online sites can be a little interesting, especially when you're dealing with free. So use some common sense, use some safety. Sometimes it's better just to pay somebody to haul it off and get rid of it. But more importantly, when you're dealing with electricity and stuff like this, especially with hot tubs and stuff like that, you know, err on the side of caution, because removing that hot tub, and if you don't turn that power off correctly and you don't disconnect it correctly and you're not comfortable doing it, I wouldn't mess with it. I'd hire a professional. But, you know, on something like that, it's really not that big a deal to disconnect it if it's hardwired in. But these days, they're getting more efficient with them. And a lot of the newer hot tubs are just a 110 or a 220 plug that goes in and you've got it made. So that's a good way to go. Well, to finish my thought up here before the end of the segment, I wanted to finish on these screws and fasteners. That is one thing you're starting to see out there with these specialty fasteners out there, is you're seeing things that are made a little bit tougher. It used to be just you'd see installers out there, contractors, and they would use those gold, you know, deck screws for everything. You'd use them for hanging cabinets. You'd see them putting decks together with them, and they were just those gold anodized screws. And nowadays, they've got cabinet screws. They've got big, you know, fasteners for drilling through 6 and 8 inch screws. Where before you used to just have to use a lag bolt or something like that. So now there's all these specialty things that you can literally put on the end of your screw gun and fasten in. And it's pretty amazing that you're almost wood welding at this point. These things are so strong because you're not going to break the fastener. You're going to blow a bunch of wood out beforehand. And if you're building decks and things like that, there's a lot of science that goes into this. Depending on some of the wood, you've got to be careful with, because some of these new treatments that they're using for these, pressure treated woods, you can't just use regular galvanized with. And so galvanized screws and brackets, sometimes you've got to be careful because you'll have some problems where the material that they put into the wood will actually start to corrode the brackets and the fasteners. And then it starts looking really bad. And, you got to be careful with that. Now that was one thing too. I'm going to jump over talking to fasteners. Simpson Strong Tie, who I love, you know, when you're building a deck or a gazebo or things like that, if you walked down to your home center store, you had to use these bright galvanized brackets. And then you had to come up with a way to kind of hide them, because those brackets that helped hold things together worked really well. But dang it, they were ugly. I didn't like these galvanized brackets, but they did a good job. Well, now finally Simpson has figured out that, wait a minute, people want decorative stuff. So they had all these new decorative brackets out that are doing the same things of holding like your gazebo, your deck down to the concrete, but they look like decorative wrought iron or metal or things like that, and not just this very utilitarian square metal galvanized bracket that I was always trying to figure out how to hide and make not look like what it was. So those are in one of those things that are just really cool that technology is getting better. They're coming up with better finishes and things are starting to hold up a lot better. So, you know, with time, I really like the way the industry is going, because they're starting to dive into these details that, to me, when I see them, go, why didn't they do that 10 years ago? But just like those brackets, just like these fasteners, you pay a little bit more money for them. But I tell you what, in the time of getting a project done, it's going to save you a ton of time. And to me and everybody else, time is money. And it's just fun using good materials, because when you're putting those screws in, you don't have to pre-drill on some of this stuff. It will drive right through it. It makes that project easier. And when it holds up for years and years to come, makes it look like you did a really, really good job. Because I tell you what, if you go build a deck and you do the magnificent job with all the cutting and putting pieces together, and you use the improper materials to fasten it all together, and 6 months later, it's all coming apart, you look like you didn't know what you're doing. So use the right stuff and it'll get you a long way along. Well, 877-733-1011 is the number to call in. I want to get your calls just as soon as Around the House returns.
And tell me everything. And lay it all on me.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're talking everything home improvement like we always do each Saturday. Live, we're having a good time. And you know something? I want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. You know, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at AdairHomes.com. Well, I want to get your calls today because, you know, we're here to help. And I know that on such a great weekend like this, where the weather's pretty reasonable, it's a good day to get some things tackled out there. You know, it's a good time to go around and make sure that, you know, all those little things that we've been kind of neglecting because the weather's not been awesome at times, you can dive into that. You know, I know over on the eastern side of things over there that, you know, they've been getting snow, we've been getting rain, and, you know, there's all those little wind things that come in between that. And these are great times to go out and make sure, even if you spend 15 minutes on that walk around the house, make sure that the gutters aren't plugged up. Make sure that things are working correctly out there. You know, that the trees are not busted up and going to come over. Just spend a few minutes, walk around the house on a day like today, because that can save you a lot of headaches in the future. And you can start to see some things that maybe are going on that, well, quite frankly, you didn't catch last year or are rapidly deteriorating, because sometimes this time of year, those things will keep falling apart and you didn't even know it. And sometimes you can catch things before, well, it gets even worse. So I was back at the International Building Show, as well as the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. And some of the things that happened, I was given the, you know, I was building these sets and we were talking to these builder seminars and doing some really cool teaching and showing people how to do some advanced techniques, because we're not doing this to homeowners or DIY guys. These are production builders. They're big contractors, that kind of stuff. So we had to really kind of take it to another level. But it was super fun, because I'll tell you what, I love all the people in the TV shows in our industry, but I still get geeky when the guys from this old house are around. And I think it's probably because when I was 13, 14 years old, that kind of helped get me into home improvement stuff. You know, when I was this old house, the first one, I remember my dad jumping online and ordering. Well, he ordered the plans for the first house and I followed along with it. And I really kind of got me into home improvement pretty well. So when I see these guys, I still kind of get a little nostalgic with that. So I was given one of the seminars. We just got done. And Kevin O'Connell ran in from this old house and came up and talked to me. And you could see the picture up on the Facebook page around the house with Eric G. I've got it up on there. But such a cool guy. Talked to him for a little bit and might be able to get him to call on the show here in the next few months and might be doing some stuff together. But it was a lot of fun. And getting to meet guys like that in the industry are great. You know, I got to hang out with Skip Bedell, you know, who called in last week, and got to sit there and kind of have a quick lunch with Jeff from Stonehouse Revival. That was a ton of fun. And both those guys were on last week's show. So if you missed that, jump over to aroundthehouseonline.com and you can take a listen to that conversation that we had last week. Well, let's jump out here to Chris in Tualatin. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
We are going to be replacing our backsplash in our kitchen that is behind the cooktop.
Yes.
And we're thinking about replacing the hood. It's a chimney hood.
Okay.
And it is like 715 CFM.
Okay.
And the cooktop is 42 inches across.
Okay.
And my question is, do we have to buy something that is exactly above the cooktop? As long as it has the right CFM, can we buy something a little bit smaller if it has the right suction power?
No, because as steam and stuff goes out, it actually gets wider like a cone. So if you think about that, I actually go larger. So if I have a 42-inch cooktop, many times, especially if that's a gas cooktop, I'll do a 48-inch hood over the top of it.
Oh.
Plus, I'll be honest, you'll have better luck finding a 48-inch range hood than a 42, because the 42s get a little bit specialty.
Oh, so 40. But our the problem we were trying to solve is we keep bumping our head into the hood range, into the hood that's above the stove when we're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted something to be a little less width, you know, like ours is, I think, 27 from the wall to come out.
Yep.
And we're looking for something shorter, so that's not going to work, huh?
Yeah, really, you need to have that hood generally needs to be over the side, over the cooking surface of the cooktop at all times. So that needs to kind of span over that, because there's a couple things. What that does is it also helps contain a fire. If you have a fire, you know, a stovetop fire in there, something goes sideways,
right.
You walk around, you're not paying attention, you go grab the door and you're cooking and something catches on fire. That hood does help contain that, and it's designed to partially do that. But I would take a look. These guys don't pay me to say it, but one of my little secrets on range hoods out there that I absolutely love is Zephyr makes a wonderful hood, and especially in these bigger ones, they're super quiet and they use LED lights and you have a ton of choices and they're pretty affordable. So they've got lots of different price points in them, but I tell you what, I love those hoods. And like I said, I've just used them for a long time in a lot of my projects because, you know, they have nothing to do with the show, and I don't have anything to do with those guys, except I just use a lot of them in my designs because they're beautiful as well as reliable, because they use, you know, digital motors on the inside and they just use technology well. They'll even have some of the ones even come with a little remote that's about the size of a hockey puck. And you can time it to, on some of them, you can even have a timer where you can walk away and say, I want that to run for 20 minutes and go sit down at the dinner table, and it automatically shuts off after you're done. So there's lots of different things you can do with these.
Oh, that's pretty cool. But it sounds like they would be pretty expensive. The ones I've looked at online are, you know, anywhere between $1,200 and $1,400 for like a 42-inch. So
yeah, you can get into there. They have lots of different price points with those guys, you know. And the one secret, a lot of times when you get into these hoods, especially with the no-name ones online, some of the things that the bad part, a lot of those that you get on there where you're like, I don't know this brand, I'm not familiar with this brand. The problem is some of them are so noisy. You know, you have to move 750 CFM is a lot of air. You'll already have some air noise going through them. But some of the ones that I've had online where I've had clients buy them, they've actually ended up returning them or not using them and going back and doing something else because they were so noisy. They rattled. The filter design wasn't designed for airflow correctly, so they whistled. And so be careful and really pay attention to the brands and what you're using out there. And you can spend probably about the same money and get something that's going to be a little more quality and actually be something that's going to be a little more enjoyable in your kitchen. Because if you're cooking a lot, you know, and you like to cook, you want it to work and, quite frankly, be out of your way and have to forget about it.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
All right, Chris. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Yeah, I love those range hoods because those things, I tell you what, there are little things in a kitchen that make a big difference. When you've got a range hood that doesn't work or just recirculates back into the house, first off, that's not code anymore. I don't care if you're in Oregon or Washington, anything else. If you're doing a remodel, there is not a situation where they will let you recirculate that range hood back into your house. That has to go outside every time. So many people I've seen out there walk into somebody's house, they've got a grass range, and they've got a recirculating vent hood. I'm like, okay, you're combusting gas inside your house and not venting that outside. Not the best safety thing, especially if that gas range isn't working correctly. Not a good situation. Second of all, you want to have all that stuff go outside because you don't want all that. Let's say it's salmon day at your house. I don't want my house smelling like salmon for the next 6 hours. I want to enjoy it and get the smell out of the house and enjoy everything else. So something good to think about. So when we come back, we're going to take all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We got Mixmaster Dane Vodder in there having a good time because, well, I posted up on the Around the House with Eric G. One of the keynote speakers at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show was Vanilla Ice. And you can take a look on the Around the House with Eric G page because I got a picture of him and I up there with Skip and Allison Bedell. You know them from Catch a Contractor. They've called into the show last week. Skip did. And we were having a good time with everybody out there. And I spent a lot of time with Skip. And when I go back to these shows, there's a lot of things that were going on. And I think that's part of the reason for my cold today is I probably didn't take as good a care of myself as I should. Because, for example, Tuesday, we had I had three seminars to teach on Tuesday. And then I was doing the Baldwin Hardware's social media takeover. And so take a look if you're on social media. I don't care if you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, any of those. I took over Baldwin Hardware's social media on Tuesday nationally. And so I was posting pictures up for Baldwin of cool stuff that I was having fun with out there. And there was some crazy stuff. If you go over to that, you'll see polished copper bathtub with a polished copper pendant light over the top of it at this Thompson Traders booth that was super cool. But anyway, I met Vanilla Ice for a minute, talked with him for a little bit, took a selfie, had to do that because, well, that's just what you do around a guy like that. Long story short, super nice guy. I've seen his show on DIY Network. If you're wondering what's Vanilla Ice doing at a show like that, most people are. But he's got a pretty good show over there where he's flipping million-dollar houses and super cool dude. And he was doing a keynote speech there, which was really fun. And, you know, those are all good people to meet out there, and it was a lot of fun doing that. Well, one of the things I did, I'm going to post up here that SPAX thing I was talking about with the screws up on Facebook, but there were some cool new cooking items out there that I thought were interesting. Miele came out with Miele Appliances. They are a luxury brand of appliances. They've got some amazing stuff out there. I like them. I've had their dishwasher for a year now, and dishwashers are amazing. They are quiet. You know, if you want to get something that is going to be expensive compared to your normal entry-level brands, but if you're going to spend the money and you want something that's quiet and it's going to do a great job of cleaning and something that's got a service life of 20 years, you go out and buy Miele appliances because they're German. And the one thing about the Miele products is that you can go back and get parts for them 10 years later because they actually have a life cycle of like 20 years that they supply parts for. So if they discontinue on anything else, you can actually have somebody service and work on it, and you can get a lot of life out of it. So I like products like that where you can buy it once and, quite frankly, get a lot of life out of it. And that's a lot of fun to me. Well, they came out with a new appliance color. This, you know, they've had black and stainless this whole time. Well, they came out with a charcoal color that is really soft, a matte charcoal that is absolutely gorgeous. And with the LED screen, it just kind of, you know, on your ovens and things like that, it all kind of fades in. And that was really cool. They're going to have coming out here in another year, year and a half, something that's going to change everyone's way they cook. What's going to happen is they're coming out with this new, and I'm going to put air quotes up to you if you can imagine that right now, microwave. What it does is instead of using microwave technology, it's using a different frequency of radio waves, and they're putting sensors inside this microwave oven. And so what they can do is they can actually steer the radio waves to the cold part of your food. What that does is that now you can actually cook things in there, and the computer inside of it knows what's cold, knows what's hot, and it'll actually steer it to the right thing. So you're not going to get out a rubbery piece of steak or that item that you threw in there that you're reheating, and the outside is, you know, lava hot, and the inside is about 52 degrees. You're going to get something that's going to get cooked evenly, and they can control it through the computer. So this is kind of the next Star Trek cooking appliance that's going to be coming out in the next few years. They're just getting ready to, they're doing all the testing for the U.S. It's out in Europe and a couple places as test models. But that's going to be something cool that's going to change it. It's going to be literally like the new microwave, you know, that we had come out in the 60s and 70s. That microwave changed how we cook. And I think around the corner, we have a new one coming out. Besides the normal steam ovens and things like that that you see out there, I think this is going to change cooking for a lot of people. And, you know, that's kind of a lot of fun when you see something that's just starting to come out and do that. Why don't we get your calls at 877-733-1011, 877-733-1011. Another one of the things I saw out there that was pretty cool is there was overall brands. Toilets are really changing how they work with low flow stuff. You know, a few years ago, and I'm talking 5 to 10 years ago, low-flow toilets just didn't work that well, quite frankly. When they changed, 20-something years ago, back in the 90s, when they changed and went to the 1.6-gallon toilet, really the government was ahead of what technology was. They did not have that really figured out well. That's why it created that whole black market of 3.5-gallon toilets out there. People were building new houses and then trying to go find old toilets to put them back in so they work correctly. Well, now they've got them dialed in where companies like Toto can get a really good working toilet at a gallon flush. Now, what I'm wondering, though, is if we've got all these energy efficient things from low flow toilets, low flow shower heads, all these things that are happening, you know, low flow dishwashers and laundry and things like that, what's it going to do to our sewer systems if we don't have water carrying that all out to the city plant? So something else we'll have to maybe ask an expert on. When we come back, we'll be talking all those questions just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.